Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
Welcome back to the Mind Her Business podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
How's everybody doing today? We'll just dive right in. I mean, why not, right? So this all came about, this podcast episode came about because we did a poll. And one of the major blocks holding most people up, either our current students or wannabe students, right? I say that in the nicest way possible, but like looking to do something in this freelance VA space. One of the things holding them up is like, where do I find clients?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I know what I want to offer. I kind of have an idea of what I want to offer, but like I have zero idea how you actually find clients because I get it.
Yeah.
Right. Being in this space it's totally different.
Yeah.
Then you get a job, you clock into your job. You don't have to worry about the, how do I find my next client situation. And I think we make this complicated. I'm not saying that by any means this is the simplest process ever, but I think we overcomplicate getting our first client or our first few clients.
I do too. And I also think that we always undervalue the people that we know and that the people that we know who they know.
Preach. That's what we're going to actually talk about today. Thanks for that segue, Emily.
Listen, any way to help.
But that it is so true. I mean, I feel like when you look at it, there are probably three main ways that you can look to get clients.
Yes.
I'm going to say network, freelance sites, and social media.
Yes.
Those are our three big ones.
Yes.
And so when we break it down, networks is exactly what you said, right? It's not necessarily your mom, your dad, your sister, or your best friend, right? We're not asking you to go out and say, hey, do you need this service when you know they don't need said service? But can you think outside the box around your network? I always think, okay, I'm in Sarasota, right?
Yep.
Or we're in Sarasota. So is there somebody that I encounter every day that could utilize my service?
Yeah.
If I go into a small shop or I'm in a home decor store and I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is adorable. I love everything they have. I wonder if they're on Pinterest. I'm going to look it up. Are they on Pinterest? No. There's maybe an opportunity that I could just use my immediate network, right? Yeah. My environment, my network that I'm around and offer a service to someone, offer my business to somebody. Gym is another one, right? Like think about the gyms that you go into, church, right? If you go to church, if there's somebody there you could offer it to, previous coworkers, mom groups, online groups.
Yeah.
There are so many places we think network and we think so small.
Yes.
And I want you to think bigger.
So this reminds me of like how I landed my first two clients. They were networked.
Yep.
So it was, I put something up on Facebook and I just was like, I'm doing this. Leading up to this, I had sent 100 cold emails and got like 90 no's. Like people actually responded with no. And I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Well, at least you had an answer. Now,
yeah,
okay, back then,
I was not in limbo. That's
I know.
Sure.
Back then, I actually would have been like, oh, this sucks. But now I'm like, oh, at least you responded back. Thanks so much.
For sure.
You know,
I would always be like, hey, completely understand if you ever need anything.
Yes.
I'm your girl. but so then I just finally, like, as a like kind of last ditch effort,
No, you're ditch.
Ditch?
You're good. Oh. I thought it was ditch.
last ditch effort?
See, I'm really bad at this stuff. So I probably shouldn't be the one.
Somebody let us know because last ditch sounds like negative.
Last ditch effort.
Last ditch effort?
No, I don't think it's ditch.
But it's ditch?
I think so.
Wow, sorry guys.
I'm like 99% sure it's ditch. But now you've got me thinking like why?
Why is it a ditch?
It's obviously an old term and we don't understand the terminology behind it all. There has to be something. Do you want me to Google it?
I don't like that it's ditch. That makes me think like I don't like that. But
tell your story.
The effort was that I just put something up on my personal Facebook and I just said, this is what I'm offering. If you have a business or if you know of anyone who has a business, this was like on like my wall or my feed, whatever you call it. And I had like three family friends who had businesses reach out and two of them ended up working with me. I literally signed them like back to back.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And that I'm like, I think about it. I'm like, I could have saved so much time if I would have just done that first.
Gone straight to your network.
And I didn't freelance sites weren't really like a massive thing in 2017, 18. And then I found those. And then that's how I grew from mm-hmm. there. But then I think about, we landed another client from lunch.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The experience I have with it is that was our very first client in business together.
Yeah.
Right. So like you had a couple clients before that. And then when we decided to join up, we were sitting, we were planning, strategizing. We were getting our mindset right, you guys. We were goal setting. Emily would make us goal set like on the frequent, which I appreciate, right? Like
every week.
Because that gave me something to be motivated toward.
My goal setting was a little wonky, but we did it.
It's okay. We met, we had lunch. We never wrote it off, darn. You know, little did we know. But we would do goal setting. And yeah, we were sitting there and people we knew came up, like I had worked with in the past, and they owned a restaurant. And they came up and were sitting in the restaurant. They're like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, we started this. Oh my gosh, we actually need somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll connect you. I remember they walked away and Emily's like, did we just get another client from that? That was kind of amazing. You forget how easy it is. And we were pretty sure, like, honestly, we just needed a little conversation. We sent a proposal and we signed. So,
and then I think of another situation. This was like further down the road, but you were literally at like a party. And
that was when we full went into Pinterest. Yeah. I was sitting at a party in Columbus, and like it was my husband's friend's friend, right? So he wasn't immediately connected. He asked what I did because I had never met him before. And we started talking, and I said, you know, I offer Pinterest. And he's like, oh my gosh, my brother and I, we have a t-shirt shop. Like, we've been looking to get onto Pinterest. Like, let's connect.
Yeah.
So I took down his number. We connected and signed another client. Yeah. Like, it's as simple as that. Sometimes, again, we forget that just talking to people about what we do, amen, what we offer,
having conversations,
yep, it's kind of incredible. And I would always be the person. I didn't do this for social media, but for Pinterest, like, I love Pinterest. I see the value in Pinterest and the benefit in Pinterest. So like, if somebody asks me a question about Pinterest, I'm like, oh, let me tell you, bring it on in. I want to talk about it. So when you're passionate about something too, makes it a whole heck of a lot easier to talk about
100%,
it.
100%. So like, absolutely tap into your network.
Yep.
I mean, that, I think that's a win across the board, and it doesn't have to feel salesy. It doesn't have to be like,
conversational.
These are conversations. And I think that's one of the other things that I'm really trying to get across, like through the VA school, is like, sales is conversation.
Yep.
It is. It's not, it's nothing. We make it so deep.
And then networking events too. We didn't say that. I know we said network, but networking events. We had a student who actually went to a networking event.
Yep.
Didn't land anybody there, but got some like names, started following each other on social, and then had a couple clients or a couple DMs from people that were at the networking event she met. And it was like, this is wild. I just went to an event, sat there for a little bit, had conversations. But if you are brand new in business, like, put yourself out there 100%. A little bit more than maybe feels comfortable, because if it's uncomfortable, it means you're growing.
100%. I will say that's the one thing that my husband always tries to like get me to do. That's really, it's strange, but that's like actually outside of my comfort zone.
It is strange
It's strange, right? Yeah. And I think it's just, I don't know why.
This comes from a girl who had your gold girl.
I know.
You had like a meet and greet with Emily way back in the day.
I had like an event, like a live event back in the day. And I don't know what it is. I just think, you know, in my old age. no, but I just, that's not like my first instinct, you know? Like, I'll talk to people all day long. My first instinct isn't to like go to a networking event. Maybe because I feel like there's pressure.
Maybe.
There is pressure to network, you know?
I agree.
Like it to happen organically.
Yeah.
But he's like all about it. And so we've gone to a couple things together, and then he'll like send me things and be like, you and Bray need to go. And I'm like, yeah. But I do think that if I need, that's on my thing.
Yes.
I need to do more of that.
More networking. Yes. I think it's just good in general, right?
Oh, 100%.
Can we solve this stitch thing real fast? So it's last stitch.
Stitch?
It's ditch. And the reason it's last stitch, it's a desperate final attempt. It was an expression in military sense of last ditch, the last line of defense from early 1800s, which makes sense because we're like, wait, what does ditch mean? So now we're educated. Now we know.
Yeah. Honestly, I think people say it so fast it could be either one. But no,
There's a lot of those.
I'll say it correctly.
Okay, I digress.
Glad we
continue on.
So network is so powerful. And then freelance sites.
Yep.
So I'm not positive like the order all these are going to come out, but like one of the podcasts that we talked about how like, in my opinion, networking and social media are like freeways to find clients,
yes,
right? some freelance sites, like, you do have to like pay
yep.
to do connects and all of that. Upwork is how we built our agency to multi six figures. Like, we weren't using social. It just was simply that mm-hmm. once we kind of got the ball rolling. But then you have like Freelancer, Fiverr, Indeed. I actually found a lot of clients that way because they have a portion that's like fully remote, fully contractor. So that's great. And one of the biggest things I would say is like when we were just offering Pinterest, especially around that period, like 2020, people didn't really think that they needed Pinterest, yep. to be honest. And so what we would do is we would just apply to anything that was social media that had Pinterest in it. And then we would say, oh, we specialize in Pinterest, and they loved it. And then the conversation went from there.
Yep. So I think that's a really great tip.
Yeah.
That's one thing a lot of our students will say is like, hey, I'm utilizing these sites, but oh my gosh, I don't know how to find just Pinterest only jobs. Yeah. And we're like, ooh, we've got to like take it back and go, okay, what's the end goal of the person? What are they looking for? What's yes. the end goal? What's our user going to be searching for? Our person, our avatar, our client may not be searching for like Pinterest only, right?
100%.
They may be searching for like search engine optimization or marketing or social media marketing, and just lump Pinterest in there.
Yep.
And so that's true with anything. If you're in graphic design, and they may not just put graphic designer, but maybe they're looking for social media graphics, and you yes. could apply for that job. It's like there are so many ways that we can look and kind of be outside the box on these freelance sites and position ourselves that way to offer our services.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think, like, I'm trying to think if I put up a job posting looking for somebody to do like social, like Instagram mm-hmm. stuff.
So all we know is freelance sites, they do work. You just have to be a little bit more creative.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, you're going to search. So no, but that's definitely network number yeah. one, freelance sites number two. And then social media, which we talked about before, like you said, I don't know how the podcast episodes yeah. roll out, but social media is free.
Yes.
It's free. Yes. We put so much negativity to social media. Yes. I think we got to like reframe that in 2024, if I'm being completely honest, because it's not going anywhere, you guys. Like,
no.
If you want to have an online business, if you want to have a business, you have to be on social media.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you have to do it forever, right? So maybe that's your end goal, is you hire somebody to do it, but you yep. have to have a social media presence having a business. So get over that. Get over the, oh my gosh, do I have to be on there? If you want to continue to grow this,
yeah
you do. You have yeah. to at least show up somewhat, but it's like a longer play. So it's not always where we start with our students. It's yes. not always what we suggest in the beginning for that first client, because it's going to take a little social proof to build up your credibility. And as you build that social proof and you get more experience, you build your authority, and then that starts to snowball. But it's not always the first thing, but it is free. So
it is. And I think that that's the thing I'm thinking about, just a lot of like how we're viewing business this year is like simple and boundaries, right?
Yep.
So like put boundaries in place for yourself when it comes to social. Say you're going to give yourself 3 hours
yep.
a week. Okay. We'll use one of those hours one day to, I don't know, say you're going to create like reels. Okay. Use yep. one of those hours to find audios and upload your video. Use another one of those hours later to put the text on it. Use the final hour to essentially be publishing. You know, like, I just feel like that's the one thing I'm trying to like help people move past this year is like, let's make everything simple.
Yep.
I keep saying, I'm like, we make stuff so serious.
We do.
I've always made stuff so serious. And I feel like this is the year where I'm like, you just follow the process.
Mm-hmm. I've always made social media serious. For me, in my mind, it's an all or nothing. Mm. I'm either in there all the time or yeah. what's the point? And that's so backwards, yeah. right? It doesn't need to be that way. I feel that way because I consume, right? So mm-hmm. when I consume too much, it's like, I'm on the platform all the time. Well, you're not really doing it. So yeah. I like your way of, okay, spend an hour, set a timer, say, I'm going to maybe find my audios yeah. first, or I'm going to find my inspirations first. I'm going to save those, and then I'm going to get off.
Yep.
And I'm going to go in and take all the content of video of me sitting there recording myself, right? Because mm-hmm. B-roll still works well on Instagram. We're just speaking to Instagram, right? So take that video. You're going to take that and you're going to pop it in there. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to add some text. Then you're going to publish with copy. It's like, it can be as simple as that. It yep. does not have to take a long time. You're showing up.
I've been doing the first two steps on Sundays, and that makes, like, it honestly does make a big difference. I didn't do it that well this Sunday, and I could tell, like, yesterday I was trying to think of, what should I put on there? Yeah. Makes sense. And like the previous weeks, I just spent Sunday and I batched it and it was awesome.
Well, because you're not thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
Right. That's a really great hack for anybody that's in corporate role or another job too. Like, don't wait till Monday night when you're burnout and you've got to think of what do I have to post? Like, batch out. If you know you're going to post 3 reels a week or 3 pieces of content a week, then batch them all out on Sunday, batch them out on Saturday, keep them there, post them when your client, your ideal client's going to be online, right? So post them in those timelines. But it can take you 10 minutes to post. It does not need to take you very long to post and you're done.
Yeah.
And you're done.
100%. 100%. And the other thing too is like, pick one platform.
Yes.
You know, like listen.
Coming from the girl.
I know, right? But I'm like, I know that everyone's like, you should be everywhere because everyone's everywhere. You should do what works for you in your life.
And the person, where your person's at. That's the other thing I'll say.
Pick where they are.
And which one you like to do.
Yeah. So for us, our people are literally on Instagram and TikTok. I went into this year being like, I'm going to post a TikTok every single day on my personal account. I haven't done that for like a month and I have zero guilt around it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. I literally don't because I realized I don't love TikTok the way that I did last year. And I feel like we're helping more people on Instagram. So that's just what I'm going to do.
Yep. So figure out where they're at. I mean, like, they could literally be on Facebook too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, find where your person is, find where you like to be and where you want to hang out and then just run with one.
100%. Make it simple. Don't put the guilt of trying to be everywhere.
We are simple. Have you guys gotten there's like a theme going on with what we're doing this year in our business, this year with all of our students? It's like, how can we simplify?
Yes.
Simplify to scale.
Simple, simple, simple. So once you're on social, I will say like one of the benefits of being on social is that people are finding you. And so that's really great. It's like, it's almost another avenue to have these leads coming in. It's also building up your trust with people.
Yep.
You're being able to show people through your content that you know what you're talking about. And so they're not necessarily like on freelance sites, you're having to have all of these like maybe like case studies and just like stuff in place to verify that you are legit. On social, you can kind of bypass that a little bit. And I do feel like that the sales can feel more like conversations.
I was going to say, probably from your experience, because you handle more of the sales call conversations, but I would assume somebody who finds you versus you finding them, it's like a different sales conversation too.
Yeah, 100%. When somebody finds us, they're just basically like, can you send me your pricing? Yeah. I'm ready to sign.
I want to make sure you're legit. Yeah. I see your face. You're telling me what I want to hear from what you can offer. And then, okay, show me your pricing. Yes. Like your conversations are 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, 100%. And then when it's somebody from like a freelance site, it's almost like it's more of an interview in that sense. And so it's like they are asking, but I get it, right?
Yes.
They don't know who we are. So it's more cold.
Yep.
And so that's why I have enjoyed the leads that come in from social, because it's like they get more of an inside look into like how we operate, which is really nice.
That's cool.
So once you have all of those things in place, we always suggest starting with a beta client.
Yep.
So like these are just all, like these are 3 ways to essentially find that beta client or to find your next client if you're already working with people. And when we say beta, we simply mean that it is a lower price for a shorter contract. So you're getting a case study.
Yep.
That's really it.
It's as simple as it is. And I feel like the beta client gets you the social proof that you need for social media, right? Like having one client that you have social proof for versus 0 clients, like that one client gives you so much more credibility, authority, and social proof, and will just make it so much easier on social media. And even just having one client, I say that because we've had students who are like, oh my gosh, do I just keep posting my one client over and over again? We're like, yes, you do. Because the person coming onto your stories may not be viewing you the next day, but then maybe you have somebody new that's following you from a post you put out, and they look at your story and they're like, oh, look at that result they got for X ideal client avatar. And now you have a new client. So continue to put it out, continue just to reframe it, tweak it, make it not look the exact same, but keep posting your one client result until you get more.
100%. And we go into this in like the program on how you can essentially make it all feel different, but keep posting.
Because
here's the thing, and I say this all the time, I'm like, just because somebody's watching your stories does not mean they're actually watching your stories. So you never know what you might say that day that's going to get them to then be like, oh, I actually need this.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really simple at the end of the day, right? Like, this is the framework that we follow. Anytime we're like looking at each other being like, hey, we really could bring on another client, this is what we do.
Yep.
We network. And the one thing I'll say in networking that we did not call out is, like, if you're already working with clients, tell them that you have room for other clients and that you will give them a referral fee. Like, that's such an easy win, especially when they're a happy client.
Yep.
Freelance sites, we actually had a student say, every time I need a client and I follow your guys' process for freelance sites, I land a client that week. And I'm like, good, that's how it should be. And then social. You would be shocked just showing up in social. We can actually see a difference when I'm actively posting stuff. Like, for our agency, I actually use TikTok. And so when I'm actively posting, the amount of leads that come in versus when I'm not, it's pretty
crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Yep. So that's really the framework that we follow. We keep it really simple.
And hopefully you guys get something from this episode.
Yeah.
I want you to kind of like go back, re-listen to the networking, start to jot some of those things down too, and other areas that you can think, okay, this is where I need to really dial in. Write out people, write out names, write out businesses, write out a list and start going through this list. Like, I'm all about action, right? We can tell you guys what to do, but if there is no action being taken on your end, you're not going to get anywhere any quicker. Yeah. So go after this episode, make a list. You can even start to jot down a list of freelance sites or start to look through those, browse through those, and then think about your plan for social media. But start taking action in your network. Yeah. That's going to be a really quick, easy win if you think about it.
100%. And if you're at the point where you're like, hey, I've been trying to do this all on my own, or maybe you're sitting there and you're like, I don't want to do this all on my own. Mm-hmm. I do want to enter the virtual assistant, the freelance space, and I want to use a proven roadmap. Go ahead and slide into our DMs. On Instagram, I'm at EmilyVDW.
And I'm at BrieGalloway_.
And we'd love to start having that conversation with you to see if the VA school is actually the right fit for you or not.
We'd love to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm at EmilyVDW.
And I'm at BrieGalloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.